As previously stated, we are so happy to have Elder Sanders, who's going to, we're playing one of the messages that he taught back in 2012 with the title, We Are a Team. And again, we want to just thank Brother Jacob Roseberry, who's worked so diligently to make sure that we can get these messages onto our broadcast. So without further delay, Brother Jacob, go ahead and start in on the message.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word. Lord, this is your word. This is your word. You give us a thought. Give us the words, the anointing, the blessing, the help to bring forth your word, Lord God. Give us understanding. Give us understanding. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to ask you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 11. I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of God's Word. I ask that you pray for me. Matthew, chapter 11. Verse 28, 29, and 30. Let us read. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You may be seated. I was asked to teach today, as you can see. Brother Roseberry is very good letting me know who's going to teach so I can give that information to the pastor when we have our meeting on Sunday morning. So you want to know what I was going to teach on? I told him I didn't know. I didn't know. I've got a bunch of thoughts down, but they were my thoughts, and I probably could have taught on them. But I wanted the Lord to talk to us this morning. And the Lord finally gave me a thought. When I put a whole bunch of scriptures down, the Lord said, that ain't it. I had the thought, but I didn't have the scriptures to go with the thought. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. It's not a demand. It's not a command. It's not an order. It's an invitation from the Lord. He says, come unto me. All ye that labor, now we know labor is this hard work. It's talking about being burdened down. Got to find all my notes here. It's talking about being weary and tired. How many is tired this morning? Just tired, physically tired, spiritually tired. Tired of being tired. Tired this morning. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, you're burdened down, you got pressure and stress, turmoil, confusion. Lord says, come unto me. He says, I will give you rest. The Lord said, I will give you peace in the midst of the storm. I will give you peace in the midst of the storm. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. There's things that we try to do, we try to work out, and all God is doing is waiting till you make up your mind, accept the invitation, and bring that problem to Him. There's some things that you just have to give to the Lord. You can pray, you can fast, but there's some things you're just going to have to give to the Lord. I was talking to someone not too long ago, and I felt that this person had done probably all that they could do. I said, you need to give this person to the Lord. I meant it not in a harsh way, not mad, not fed up. You've done all you can do, so give it to the Lord. There's times when we need to give things to the Lord. We don't have the words. We don't have the wisdom. The person's not going to listen to us anyway. So a lot of times we can pray for someone, give that situation to the Lord, let the Lord talk to that person. He's got a whole lot more words. He knows exactly where that person is at. Come unto me. Come unto me, an invitation. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Psalms chapter 55 and verse 22. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Sustain means to support. If anybody can support you, it's the Lord. I appreciate the support from my wife and the saints and Pastor Clark. But there's some things they can't do. I need the support of the Lord. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Take my yoke upon you. A yoke is two. It's talking about a yoke of oxen. It's talking about two. They're a team. Lord says, I want you to team up with me. I want you to team up with me. Lord says, all power is in my hand. He said, ain't nothing too hard for me. Nothing's impossible for me. I want you to team up with me. The yoke is to be linked together or united as one. A couple, team, or pair of two. To be joined together or closely united. A team is two or more people united in a joint action or goal. Teamwork. Members of a team working together to achieve a goal. A yoke fellow. A person that works closely together with someone else as a partner or co-worker to achieve a common goal. A team. Lord says, I want you on my team. I want you on my team. I played basketball with a young man years ago. Name was Harlan Lambert. That was one bad fella. He was my friend, and most of the time we played together. They had an all-invitational meet in Santa Ana at the park. We called him Lamb for whatever reason. I don't know, Harlan Lambert, maybe because of that, call him Lamb. And Lamb and another good friend of mine and myself, it was a three-on-three tournament. We beat everybody. But I was on his team. I was on his team. Everybody knew about Harlan Lambert. We were trying to achieve a common goal. We were trying to win this thing. You're trying to achieve a common goal with the Lord in your life. You want to be a team. It has to be teamwork. We're a church. We're a team. They have preseason in football, basketball, baseball. And that's to get a lot of them fellas in shape, because in the offseason they just let themselves go and enjoy whatever, you know, just enjoy life. They come to camp all out of shape. Got to get all that fat off of them. They have to be able to perform at their position at the highest level. Went from junior high playing basketball to high school, different level. Went from high school to college, different level. Get to college, a whole lot of people are right there with you. When you're in high school, junior high, you can excel. You're the man. But when you just keep on going up, keep going up, there's a whole lot of people right there looking you right in your face. They're just as good or better than you are. Teamwork. You think about the doorkeepers out there, the cadets, the greeters, people in the sound room, talking about the ushers. How many want to be an usher? See, one hand. That's a thankless job. That is a thankless job, but they're part of the team. They are a very important part of the team. Now we come on down here to the platform with the organ and the drums and the saxophone and guitars and all that. We can pat our feet and get up and run the aisles. Ain't nobody running the aisles behind no usher. Usher come and tell you what to do. Ain't no running the aisles. They're part of the team. Got them little boys out there opening the doors. Part of the team. Got the men on the platform. We have a service leader. Have a song leader. Someone that leads prayer. Someone that's going to lead the bring the message. Part of the team. Part of the team. Some parts of the team get a little more attention than others. Ushers don't get no attention. I used to be an usher. And I'm telling you, it's a thankless job, but it's part of the team. You got to tell people what not to do. Pastor tells us, gives us some things not to do. Don't lay your children in the pews, and don't bring the toys in here, and don't bring no food in here. You know that. But the ushers have to tell you. And then we get an attitude. They're part of the team. It takes teamwork. Pastor Clark, I guess you would say he's the coach, because Jesus is the owner. Pastor Clark's the coach. Then he has other coaches. You have coaches that specialize in certain things. They work with the baseball, they work with the infielders or the outfielders or the catchers or the pitchers. Football, you got quarterback coaches and linebackers and ends and all that kind, guards and tackles and stuff. You got all them kind of coaches. They specialize. It takes coaching. Jesus is the owner. Owner goes around and gets the best coach that he can get his hands on, that money can buy. And then he's trying to get that information that he has into his players, into his other coaches, so they can be the best that they can be. We got to be the best saints that we can possibly be. I'm talking to Calvary Apostolic Tabernacle. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm talking to us. Right here. I hear things about other churches. I'm not overly concerned about what they're doing there. I pray for them. I'm concerned about what's going on here. Because this is where I'm at. We're all part of the team. We have the altar workers. Very special part of the team. People down here and people praying people through. A lot of times I'm sitting somewhere and I'm praying for these people. They're part of the team. You're part of the team. I don't care what you're doing. Got Sister Ponson with the finances and a lot of things, a lot of pressure on my sister. She's part of the team. Brother Ponce does things around the church, cutting the grass and different things. Part of the team. You don't see Brother Ponce. Brother Robert stepping up to the plate. Different ones of you brothers and sisters come around here. You do things around in the church. Sister Shirley's around here doing things. Brother Gabriel, get in trouble when you start mentioning names, but you know who you are. You're part of the team. Got fundraisers and stuff for the quizzes, for the youth, for different things. Part of the team. Jesus is the head of that team. Don't get all heady and high-minded because the Lord use you and bless you. Bible says the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. We're a team. Calvary Apostolic team. I was thinking about a yoke of oxen. And they can plow about a half an acre a day. When Elijah was given his mantle to Elisha. Elisha, there was 12 yoke of oxen. That means there was 24 oxen. That means there were 12 teams. And he was with the 12. So they must have had a pretty nice piece of property. try to put this in perspective with Job. Job had, I think it was 500 yoke of oxen, 500 teams of oxen. That man must have had some serious land. Think about it. Them oxen have to work together. Can't have one stopping the other and wanting to go. One wants to go to the right and the other one goes to the left. They got to work together. They're a team. We're a team. We are a team. We have a common goal. We want to see everybody make it. Want to see everybody make it. Got to have that in the depth of your soul. You want to make it. You want to help somebody else make it. You want to encourage somebody. Matthew 11:29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." Learn means to be taught or instructed. We don't know it all. We don't know it all. God has given us a pastor. The Lord talks through the pastor, talks to us. He that have an ear to hear, let him hear. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Acknowledge the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everyone. That concludes the first part of this lesson that Elder Sanders taught. We are a team. You know, the first thing that I need to say as we begin to listen to this church is you can hear immediately as soon as Elder Sanders opens his mouth and begins to speak. Boy, you can feel the anointing precede his words. And we all know that he was a praying man. Sister Sanders has carried on in that custom and that tradition. She's a praying woman. But again, as Elder Sanders just begins to say whatever it is that he's talking about, he could be talking about a basketball, he could be talking about something spiritual, but you could feel that anointing. Oh, we need to strive for that, church. And I just made a few little notes here. The theme was, we are a team. He talked about the Lord telling us, team up with me. The Lord is inviting us to team up with him. And another thing that he wrote here was about, we are the team, the church. The church is the team. And he commented and made the comparison that Pastor Clark is the coach, but Jesus is the owner. Sounds so simplistic. It almost sounds kind of funny. But church, when you break it all down, that's exactly what it is. This is the Lord's church. We are his team, and we have the best coach that money can buy, in the words of Elder Sanders. So once again, let's take these words, this message to heart, and let's be a part of this team. Let's each and every one of us do, even if it's a small part. He talked about the ushers. It's a thankless job. Elder Sanders said it more than one time. Hey, there's a lot of things around the church that it may be thankless, but the Lord knows it all. He sees it all, whether it's someone cleaning down the restroom, someone wiping down the chairs, or what we're doing out in the tents right now. Let's all just make sure we all take a part in everything that is taking place, because we are part of this great team. Praise God. You know, church, we're not having devotion tomorrow morning. Our next service will be Wednesday night. But why don't we just close with prayer right now? Thank the Lord for this anointing and for this message we heard from Elder Sanders. Lord Jesus, we thank you, first of all, for your anointing, Lord, for your blessing and hearing the voice of our elder, Elder Sanders. Lord God, we thank you for it, and help us, Lord God, to make sure that we meditate upon this thought, upon this message, that we are each team members of your great team. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Church, with that said, God bless all of you. Have a great night in Jesus' name. Amen.